There is nothing better than going to the gym. Wait. How can I even say that with a straight face? Of course there's something better. Yeah. Getting into a fight. Oh, how I miss brawls. You have not lived until you've gotten into a fight with a complete stranger. But I do get the same results. I'm sweaty, and I'm energized. I want more. You ask the silliest of questions, my human. Strength is life. I crave it. I need it. Just the same way I need meat in my life. And you know how I am about my meat. Speaking of which, is the food ready? I can smell it in the air. Where is it? Oh, you teased me. How long is it going to take? An extra hour? You must be pranking me. This has to be some form of joke, right? Oh, please tell me you're joking. That smell is going to drive me insane. I can practically taste it. Yeah, I'm biting my lip. So what? Meat is life. How about a what? My sweet, foolish human. If you show me a salad again, if you even bring up a salad again, I will find the nearest one, even if I have to make it myself. And I will pulverize it into dust. The only salad I will accept better be more red than green. What? That's funny coming from an orc. What do you mean? Ha ha, very funny. Silly man. You're lucky that I cannot show you properly how I feel about that joke. Why not? Look at yourself. You're fragile. You know, maybe if you came to the gym with me, we could improve your durability. And then, maybe you'd actually be able to handle me. In what ways? Baby, you know what ways. You just like hearing me say it. Well, I like teasing you. Just like how you're teasing me with that delicious smelling meat right now. What? It's my fault for finding the biggest piece of meat I could get? Baby, I'm going to devour that in a second. And you know that. Besides, if it was so heavy for you to carry that piece of meat, either you could have asked for help, or you could have come to the gym with me and train. What about dinner? I'm sure we could have found a place that would provide us 14 cheeseburgers or something. Don't you humans specialize in gluttony? God, I love humans. You lot come up with the weirdest things. You guys fry up everything, and it's so delicious. If you could fry Walter, I'm sure you'd be doing it right now. Well, baby, not you in particular. Just people in your species. I've seen some wild things occur, and I've loved every second of it. Ugh, God, I'm making myself hungry. Let's go back to our original subject. You should really come to the gym next time. I know you don't like a lot of people around, but that problem doesn't exist where I go to. It's practically a ghost town, which I do believe is fantastic for the two of us. It first solves your problem with not liking to be watched while you're exercising, and we get to do a little bit more together. Let's just say that I've staked out the place, and I know where all the cameras are. You and I could get away with a lot of things. That's illegal. If you get caught, maybe. But we wouldn't get caught. I mean, if we follow the proper procedures, there really shouldn't be anything to worry about. Like, you moaning too loud or screaming, that sort of thing. By the way, I do apologize for almost breaking your body again. I got a little bit carried away. But I don't regret it. And you had fun too. Up until a certain point. But in my defense, you are the one that told me to sit on you. And I warned you how that would go. Oh, but how can I resist those puppy dog eyes you make? Always begging for something. Such a cutie. Truly. How fortunate for you that's not my style. Get in front of me. I have a lot of energy left over in me, and I really want to get it out of my system. You're going to help me. What better way than to wrestle? Duh. I am far more powerful than you. But I will go easy on you. I want to have fun. And I certainly don't want to break you. I'll count down, okay? 3, 2, 1. Oh, you're actually trying. How cute. Oh, you can't do this. You poor, poor creature. You see, this is why you should come to the gym, baby. Maybe you'd have a chance. I can feel that you're weaker than last time. I mean, come on. It took less time for me to get on top of you. You know. How interesting is this position? We are both on the floor. You're pinned down. And I am casting a shadow over you. You are so little, and so, so submissive. I really do like this suggestive position. But let's change it to something a little bit more intimate, shall we? Come now, like you actually have a choice. Yeah, now this right here is a lot better. Hey, be happy. This is the first time I allow you to be on top. But it's not like you can leave. I have my strong legs wrapped around your tiny waist. Where are you going to go? Let go. Aw, but I'm having so much fun with you. Does it make you uncomfortable to be on top? No. Then why are you blushing? No reason, huh? Maybe I should tighten my legs around you until you find the reason. It doesn't have to be torture if you tell the truth. You know what? Then I'll tell you why you're blushing. You love when I top you. You love when I command you to suit my needs. And you absolutely love being moved around like a rag doll. Those innocent eyes you hide behind. They fail at hiding how needy you are. But I am no better. Look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Beautiful green eyes. Oh, you're such a cutie. What else do you see? You look scared. There's no reason for you to be scared. Not yet. My need for meat is growing stronger and stronger. However, you do offer me a very good substitute. It just can't be swallowed, but it comes very close. Let me tell you about my eyes, deep, deep down. These are the eyes of a very, very hypersexual orc. An orc that's doing everything in their power not to destroy their mates. I do not want to take you to the hospital again. The staff, they're nice. But they know exactly what has happened as soon as we walk through the door. I am unsure if that is a positive or a negative. I can tell you one thing, though. You are staying in this position until you do your job. We could not have better conditions for this. The smell of delicious meat and the smell of my equally delicious mate's excitement. What type of orc would I be if this didn't trigger desire in me? Do you know what I want right now? I would love food, yeah. But I would like to burn even more energy. Let's mate. I mean, the natural way. Are you confused? I want to be pregnant and you will make it happen. This should be easy for you. Who knows if a human can actually get an orc pregnant, but we should find out right now. Oh, don't worry. You would be excellent, father. Oh, you don't know. Let me help you decide. Would you like to see a magic trick? Then take a look at my chest. Good. 3, 2, 1. What do you think about my idea now? No thoughts. Good. Do you have the desire to comply? Do you like watching me jiggle? You are so, so cute. What about what? Baby, you really think I'm not beyond that point? To be frank, I don't need any help down there. I'm way beyond the point of needing any assistance. If this was some type of horrible attempt to escape, you have failed. Do not worry, baby. I think I can control myself this time. I have complete control over my strength. Trust me. Now kiss me. And do a very good job down there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now would be good. Come on, darling. You will do good for me. You will do very, very good. You are gentle. It is cute, but I don't want gentle. I want rough. Oh, darling, I know. It's not in you to be rough. That is why you have me. I will guide you. I'll push my legs onto your hips and bring you closer in and out. In. Yes, I will grind myself onto your body. Yes, darling. Your grunts are larger than my mom's. I like it. It shows me just how into it you are. Go a little bit faster, darling. Don't slow down. Ah. What's the matter, darling? You were doing a very good pace. What? This is hurting you. Oh, my weak man. Oh, this is tame compared to what I really can do. I will release you. For now. I have a better idea for you. Get on your back. Sometimes, when you need something to be done right, you just have to do it yourself. Hey there, little man. Nice to see you again like this. Let's just move these legs up, shall we? I'm sure you remember this position. Da. Good boy. Reverse mating press. My favorite. Now, I will try my best not to hurt you. Tell me to stop if it hurts. If it does not, I better hear you moaning. Feels so much better. Oh, you're speechless, huh? Oh, good. Very good. I love seeing you like this, darling. Seeing you from above, you look so innocent. So submissive. It just makes me want to fuck you harder. I love pounding into you. Darling, drooling. Did that go to you? No, no, no. no. Look at me. Look at me in my eyes when you come inside me. Don't you look away. That's an order. Good boy. Good boy. I will not stop until I feel something inside of me. Not until all your balls have been drained. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Now that is a good feeling. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Yeah, that was good. Oh, that stretch felt good. Do you think the food is done yet, baby? Baby, are you okay? Oh no, not again. Was I too rough? Oh. How bad is it? Would ice be good for you? I do not need my husband broken. What about the meat? You sound like me now. I will take you to hospital if it needs to be done, whether you want it or not. My silly man. Even though you're clearly in pain, you still have this cute smile on your face. What will I do with you? Other than make you a father. Okay. I will make you a deal. Neither of us have the desire to burn down our home. I will wait for the meat to be done. I will take it out of the oven. And then you will go to hospital. I will also be taking the meat to hospital. Can't you blame me? I worked up an appetite. I wonder though, was it good for you before the pain? I am glad. Beautiful creature. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for hurting you.